Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim Mudd, who's with Sam Canards and also the president of the NFA, National Forecovering Alliance. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How can you not be great in this place?
That's right. We're down here at the Grand Cayman Islands at the Ritz-Carlton. Been down here for several days with one of your two meetings that you have every year. Let's start out talking about Sam Canards. Tell us a little bit about how business is doing in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, Sam Canards, we've been in business for 23 years, and basically we've had 17 straight years of great growth, great business, great profits, and then, of course, the downturn came, and we, like everybody else, we're just doing what we can to keep things flowing, keep advertising going, to keep things up. But things are looking good right now. They really are. Things are really looking good.
So business conditions are better, and you're also an SFC or a Stainmaster Flooring Center, right?
Yes, we're an SFC dealer, have been, and the Stainmaster Flooring Center dealers here are all doing very well. We're also an Armstrong Elite dealer.
All right, and when you talk about how you slice your business, is it mostly retail, a little bit of builder? Are you upper end? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we are an upper end goods dealer. Our business is really divided up between about 60% retail and 40% new home construction and commercial. We're also in the multifamily housing market right now. So like a lot of people, when the downturn came, we got into the multifamily, and that business is very, very strong.
All right, so as president of the NFA, let's talk a little bit about that. First number of members, how many members do you have now in the group?
Well, we brought on our newest member this year, which was A.J. Rose out of Boston, which is a great addition to our membership. So that takes us to 41 members, which is about where the top end of where we want to be. We might bring on a few more, but we're pretty comfortable where we're at right now.
And most people know that the NFA is not a lot of members, but all of the members here do pretty well. As a matter of fact, to be able to join the NFA, you have to be doing at least $10 million in flooring revenue per year. This morning is your gathering just with the membership, and I know the first part of that is best practices. Give us just a little feel. I know you've talked to several of the members. Talk about how business is doing and what some of them are doing to grow their business.
Well, actually, it's kind of a mixed bag right now, although we have a lot of members that are really up double-digit. We have one member out of St. Louis that's up 25%, but we have a lot of double-digit growth, and I think it really is because we continue to advertise. We're all big advertisers. Regardless of what the economy does, we just keep advertising, keep trying to drive people into the stores, and obviously it's working. Some areas better than others, but for the most part, we've got a lot of growth here.
I guess one of the most talked-about items at this meeting is the fact that Stainmaster is entering into the polyester. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we've been waiting on this really pretty much all year. We knew it was going to happen. It's fairly controversial. Some people don't want Stainmaster to get into the polyester business. They want to stay with the nylon business. But, you know, as a group, we need Stainmaster in that below $10 a yard carpet price point. And to stay in there, they really have to get into the polyesters. And as we all know, the polyesters business is growing leaps and bounds. The products they have come up with are very nice looking products. We've seen them at the vendor meetings this week, and they're 5.5 turns, so they're twisted very well. They've got some Stainmaster chemistry in there. They're really very nice products, so I think for what they are, they're going to do very, very well.
One last question. A couple of days ago, you had your speed dating where you go around and you spend 20 minutes with your tier one vendor partners. Did you see anything in that round robin that seemed interesting to you?
Yeah, we saw a lot of good stuff. Everybody's so positive right now because the economy is turning around and they've got a lot of nice products. We've got a new vendor, new tier one vendor, which is MSI. They are ceramic tile and natural stone, just some beautiful products at great price points. So they're going to be a great new addition to our group. We saw, of course, the Stainmaster polyesters. We saw Mannington has come out with a new high-performance hardwood that acts like a laminate, but it's really a hardwood. So, yeah, we saw a lot of great things. It really was a good meeting.
Okay, Jim, I know you're getting ready for your big meeting, so I'll let you go. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Jim Mudd, who's with Sam Canards in Louisville, Kentucky, and also the president of the NFA. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.